Locker Room Chats here on KMZA continue tonight. We're talking now with Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsick, brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Number two ranked team in 2A, stay unbeaten last week, 28-14. Just an impressive win at home, coach, against a very good team in the 4A classification in Chanute. Last year, you go on the road, you make the lengthy road trip, you win a low-scoring affair. Few more points here in 2025, but nonetheless, 28-14. What'd you take away from your team's performance?
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, I told the boys Monday morning here, when we scheduled this four-game schedule, they were huge games. Really, really rich history teams, really talented teams, and really good coaches. So we as a staff were excited for that. You know, now the schedule, or the records kind of just throw out the window, and now district play starts. So I was really proud of these kids, not just going 4-0 in this four-game stretch, but competing their tails off. I feel like every week we've gotten better. We knew Chanute was going to be bigger, the biggest team we've seen in 4 weeks. Obviously, Rossville's more athletic, but Chanute is they're big up front. They've got a really good quarterback, dynamic quarterback. So I was happy to see our O-line, D-line kind of come together, play well. We had some mishaps, which we knew we would. You know, and I was so happy with the boys after a long week with the Danny Childress news. They persevered through it. They played for one another. They played for Danny. It's not easy as a 17-year-old, 18-year-old, 16-year-old, whatever, however old these guys are, these kids are, but just not only to focus on football, but now you got a teammate going through a brain cancer treatment here, surgery tomorrow. So I was happy for those kids to just step up for each other, you know, go all in for Danny, go all in for the whole team, and excited to go 4-0 here.
Yeah, I know it's a lot to just kind of dissect, and obviously that news hit hard. The team played well, got the win, I'm sure. A lot of emotions surrounding that, and of course, everyone thinking about that scenario and hoping all is the best there. I just think this game was just so good in terms of playing a good team, upper classification, a non-league, non-district game. I mean, it just felt like a really good tune-up game now that you guys are going into the back half here, getting ready to start district play this week.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It almost felt like a playoff game, you know, like or a late playoff game, sectional sub-state game. It was a great atmosphere. You know, with homecoming festivities, all that jazz. But like I said, they're really, really well coached. They had a lot returning up front. You know, we had a lot returning. Offensively struggled at the get-go. They made a quick adjustment from the past few weeks on film. They rolled up another backer, so that kind of gave us fits early. Went to halftime, made some really good adjustments, wanted to run to the weak side. Our kids took off with that, and our second half was a lot better efficiency on offense and defense. We gave up two big plays. We couldn't tackle. The one kid kind of spun out of a big old mush and then ran for 60, and then a screen and go, a corner bit on it. So really, take away two big plays defensively. I thought our defense played extremely well also.
Coach, real quick, before we get to Oskaloosa in the next segment to begin district play, at the halfway point here in the regular season, you guys are 4-0. What do you like so far through the halfway point? What do you guys still need to work on as we enter the back half?
Just like I mentioned before, I believe we were battle-tested so far. You know, as a head coach, I'd rather play these games than the run-and-clock games. So just to test us to see where we are. I feel like every week opponents is something different, so that's been awesome. We've seen a double tight team. We've seen a wide open spread team. We've seen a big team. We've seen a fast team. So I think that's going to gear us up ready for districts here, starting Oskaloosa come Friday night.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Bears, Nemaha Central, and Oski. Week number five, Friday night. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KMZA. Locker Room Chats here on KMZA continue. Brandon Tam, and we got Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsick. A few more minutes brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Thunder at 4-0. They get Oskaloosa on the road to begin 2A district play on Friday night. Coach, week number five. Coach, team out of the Northeast Kansas League, the Oskaloosa Bears at 2-2. What are your initial thoughts on this matchup here heading into Friday night?
Yeah, Coach Heston does a really good job over there. Really well-coached team. They got some athletes on the field. Last year they were a double tight team. Now they're kind of wide open spread. So it's going to go right in the hand the last couple weeks we've been playing. So they're excited to see. You know, we told our kids we got to tackle better defensively. We got to wrap up, more than one person. We got to fly to the football to get those, assisted tackles. And offensively, we got to be better efficiency on first and second down. We got to cut the negative plays. Everything's got to be positive. What we strive to the kids, scouting reports on Monday was to strive for a perfect game. Are we going to play a perfect game? No, but we got to strive for it. Whether that's mental errors, penalties, effort plays, special teams, you know, the three assets of the game. So I'm excited to see how our kids come out.
You mentioned offensively, maybe the Bears a little more spread this season. You've seen a Silver Lake, you've seen a Rossville. I mean, I know Silver Lake, they certainly like to spread it out a little bit. Is it very similar maybe to what they do in terms of offensive styles, in terms of spreading it out a little bit?
Yeah, I would say a little more backyard football than what we've seen the last 3 weeks. The quarterback's extremely talented. He's going to make people miss. We're going to try to keep him in the pocket, try to make our send some heat, try to get the ball out early. And our secondary's got to be really tested. They got a big, tall receiver. They run a lot of crossing routes that we really haven't seen a whole lot yet. So that's gonna be a big question mark for us is how we can handle those in the backfield and also send some heat and keep it in the pocket.
The challenge of not looking ahead after this week, you get Sabetha, big rivalry game, and, you know, Oski, it could be kind of a different scenario, different team out of a different league. Have you had to worry about kind of keeping your team focused, you know, the 1 week at a time mentality, or are they just doing it how they're supposed to do it?
Usually it's not easy, you know, with these teenage kids. Obviously, the first game they schedule on first game they circle on the schedule is the Sabetha game, you know, being 20 minutes away, rival, Big East League, all that jazz. But usually our coaches do a really good job of honing in on the opponent. You know, Oski's the most important game because it's the next one on the schedule. I think our kids take that to heart. You know, just like I told them, the record's offset right now. Everybody's 0-0, and the top four teams going on the playoffs. So obviously this game is very important come Friday night here.
Finally, Coach, give us keys to a victory against the Bears on Friday night.
Just like I mentioned before, we got to strive for a perfect game. That's mental errors, that's blocking assignments, that's effort to the football on defense, that's blocking on the outside, you know, and then limiting turnovers. We had two turnovers on Chanute that were costly, so we got to limit those turnovers. Third down and fourth down efficiency has to be good. We got to get positive gains on first and second down, and our defense has to keep playing Thunder defense like we know how to do.
There it is. Nemaha Central football coach Michael Glatzik, brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Number 2 ranked Thunder at 4-0. They begin district play Friday night on the road at Oskaloosa. Coach, thanks again. We appreciate the time, of course, each and every week. Good luck Friday. We'll do it again next week.
All right. Appreciate it, Brandon.